Veronica Rutledge was 29 years old. She was the mother of a toddler, and she was a chemical engineer and a published nuclear researcher at the Department of Energy's Idaho National Laboratory. She lived in Blackfoot, Idaho, in the southeast of the state, but she was visiting family up north in Hayden, Idaho, yesterday when she was shopping at a Walmart, her two-year-old son in the shopping cart. What happened next has been reported all over the country, if not all over the world. Her son got hold of the gun that Rutledge carried in her purse, which was in the shopping cart. He fired it, and he killed his mother. Paul Loomis is the mayor of Blackfoot, Idaho. He knew and worked with Veronica Rutledge. Paul Loomis, I understand that for you and the people of your town, this must be a terribly sad day.
Absolutely. This is a horrible tragedy for the family and for those that know her.
You worked with her on projects?
I did, briefly. I met with her probably 5-6 times over the last couple of years in my former employer's position. You know, she's a very talented, well-educated individual and not an irresponsible parent or somebody that just was strange.
You know, people in other countries and many Americans hear about this and say it's crazy. How can a loving, responsible parent leave a gun within reach of a child? And they'll say this is a symptom of America's love of guns. What do you say to that?
Well, obviously, our focus right now is on the family. You know, an accidental discharge like this is highly unusual. America, we do love our rights, and this is one of them. And we obviously are very concerned about the ability for us to carry and bear arms, but I would hope that the focus of this is on the tragedy, not on, you know, a political issue.
Veronica Rutledge had a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Are such permits common in Blackfoot?
There are about 85,000 permits in Idaho. That's not the largest number. Now, per capita, that's less than 10%. So I don't want people to think that, they come to Idaho and everybody's just a bunch of gunslingers.
Do you carry a concealed weapon? Do you personally have a permit?
I do not. I've been around firearms my whole life. I really don't have a need to conceal one. Don't feel threatened. Idaho is a wonderful place to live. And the decision that a person makes to have a concealed weapon is a personal decision.
I can hear a listener telling me right now, no, it's not only a person. It's a personal decision and a social decision because it can affect the people around you as well, as accidents like this horrible one demonstrate. Do you think that's true, or is it simply an individual right?
Well, frankly, I see it as a personal decision. Our country is founded on certain rights, but we have to be responsible with those rights. There are those that live in urban areas that probably hear this story and feel like that's something that would never happen in their area. But yet, we don't have drive-by shootings here in Blackfoot. We don't have the crime levels that exist in some of the larger urban areas. So I feel it very much a personal decision.
Paul Loomis, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Paul Loomis, mayor of the town of Blackfoot. That's where Veronica Rutledge lived. She was shot and killed in a Walmart yesterday when her two-year-old son got hold of her gun.